Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live, and yesterday we told you the story about a manatee that had been, well, I want to say vandalized or abused because someone clearly supporting our president had carved the word Trump in the side of this manatee. And we've been kind of wondering if we can find the person that did it and bring them to justice. And right now, unbelievably, I have the manatee on the line with us. Hello.
Hello. I don't know how to tell you this, but you got some of your facts wrong, fake news boy. My name is Gary, and I'm a magatee. I identify as a magatee.
A magatee, not a manatee.
Absolutely. You got a problem with that?
No.
I know you like perpetuating lies.
No, I don't lie. I just give my opinions on the daily events and give the news as I see it. So then you're telling me that you were not actually abused by a MAGA-leaning voter, Mr. Magatee?
No. Who told you that? Was it CNN? Was it CNN, funny boy? I actually, 4 years ago, you want to hear the story?
I'd like to hear.
4 years ago, when this beautiful president was elected, I was in Apalachicola, right on the bay there, and I found a beautiful piece of driftwood, and I slowly started etching the letters T-R-U-M-P into my back because I love this country and I love our president. And if that's a problem, then what are you going to do about it?
Well, nothing, but it just seems rather far-fetched that you would be able to get a piece of driftwood into those flippers that you have and be dexterous enough to kind of carve that in your own hide.
Well, you know, you think it's funny. You think that's crazy, but you don't think the Democrats stole the election. So let me get that right. A manatee can't carve something he loves in his back, and the Democrats can't steal the election. Okay, I see where you're coming from today.
Wow, you seem remarkably well-informed in what's happening in the news and with your crazy agenda there.
Yeah, well, call it agenda or call it the truth, whatever you want. All I know is that I will hold the line. I've been ready to defend our president and defend this country. And you know, it's just a damn shame that the FWC and the rest of these liberal pussies are trying to put something on me that isn't true.
Well, you could understand why, with this country being as divided as it is, Gary, that people are just going to lose their minds when they think a poor innocent manatee dodging propellers from boats has been vandalized and forced to support that side of ideology.
Well, let me tell you the truth here. Let me give you some facts about manatees since you think you know everything. 97% of manatees are liberal pussies. They want the government to take care of them. They lay around. They suck themselves off all day. They want to be protected. They want to be labeled endangered. Well, guess what? I've got freedom. I've got right. I'm a magatee, and I will be until I die.
Wow, I guess we got this one all wrong. I'd like to...
You did.
Apologize on behalf of my media brethren who looked at this story and thought it was clear that someone who supports our president would also support the harming of an innocent animal like a manatee, but it turns out that you're not so innocent after all. You're a hate-spewing Nazi manatee.
Well, that is what you and your fake news people will tell you. Can I tell you a story? Do you mind if I do a little story time here?
Yeah. No, hey, please.
Just to tell you how evil the left-leaning FWC and government are, I believe it was 1992, and I was laid down in a beautiful bed of seagrass with my lovely QAnon queen known as Snooty when the FWC and Obama's Gestapo came in. It ripped her from my cold, fat flippers and put her into isolation. And only when she tried to tell the truth was she murdered. So you tell me who's innocent and who's guilty here, Mr. Radio Man.
You're really opening my eyes and my mind to a world that I didn't even know existed. Can I ask you where you align yourself with the Second Amendment when it comes to your kind? Do you think that you manatees have the right to bear arms, or do bears have the right to arm manatees?
Oh, you're funny. You think you're funny.
I thought it was clever.
Well, you know what? I fight my own fights down here, I'll tell you that. We got a little different code of ethics down here in the water than you prescribe to up there. So although I cannot press the trigger of a gun, if I could... I would.
Can I ask you how you feel about the next 4 years under a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris regime, Mr. Well, Magaty?
I'll tell you the funniest thing about that is you think that's going to happen because I do know that our military is taking over the country and that Donald Trump will be sworn in as the next president anytime now. So you can just stop spreading those lies right now.
Wow. This really took an interesting turn. We have Gary the Magaty, not Manatee, but Magaty. Are there more Magatys like you, Gary? Are there a lot of you out there?
I never met one my whole damn life. I look around me, my fellow Manatee, whatever the hell you want to call them, they make me sick. They make me absolutely sick. They're lazy. They're dirty. And let me tell you a little something else here. You talk about how they etched something in my back, how they scraped something in my back. Did you know the average Manatee has 7 inches of algae growing on its back? Didn't even touch my skin.
Oh.
Didn't even touch my skin.
So it didn't hurt?
It's a freedom of speech.
Okay.
Under the water and all.
All right. Well, I got this one wrong, and so did the rest of the media. And I just got to say, I give you mad props for joining us today, Mr. Gary the Magaty. Thank you.
I see what you did there, and I don't like it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.